Thomas dictating on Kevin Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. This is Dr. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, LaBelle, L-E-B-E-L, Doctor of Chiropractic, period. Dear Dr. LaBelle, thanks for participating in the care of Mr. Kevin Campbell. As you know, he suffers from ridiculopathic low back pain, period. In procedure treatment today, we did perform epidural steroid injection therapy with an excellent local anesthetic effect, period. Mr. Campbell is to follow up in 2 to 3 weeks if necessary, period. Paragraph again, thanks for allowing us to participate in this very nice patient's care, period. If I may be of any further service, please do not hesitate to call, period. This is Sarah Thomas Duke, CPD Medical Enterprise. End of dictation on Kevin Campbell for 1-22-13. Dr. Thomas Duke dictating on Richard Furman for 1-22-13. Mr. Furman is known to me and suffers from work-related injuries which have resulted in failed back surgery and as a result suffers from lumbar thoracic radiculopathy and thoracic facet arthralgia, period. He states that our treatment paradigm of intermittent injection medical management allows forms of activity, delays, and our pain strength, increased quality of life. He reports each and every injection is necessary and beneficial, period. He reports his pain level with medications only would be 6 to 7 over 10 with a combination of medicines and injection is approximately 3 to 4 over 10, period. He had excellent relief last month from our injections of our thoracic transfemoral injections 2 months ago. He did remarkably well. He's had some gradual return of that pain over the last 2 months, period. Paragraph. He continues on MS-Cont, MSI, or back with a nuclear expository, latidermal neuralize, period. He denies receiving narcotics from any other source, denies associated cost pay for non-toxic emotion, denying narcotic diversion, period. Paragraph. He is approved today for 2-level bilateral thoracic transfemoral epidural steroid. This will be number 2 of a series of 3. His bracket date is 2/27/13. Again, this would be number 2 of 3. Level bilateral transferaminals for Mr. Furman. Denies any contraindication, same complaint pain starting in his back, radiating down right both sides in the T5, T6, T7 distribution bilaterally, pre-paragraph. Status medical to pass, physical to family history, social review systems are reviewed, may not change such things. Physical exam 101, fifth stage prior to now. Patient awake lower right time, speed by the five stable, people do class of 9-6 million, take short term long term, cranial CC tower, close attack. It appears to be in moderate stress, sensory motor exam by ourselves and change. DDR is two-dose spot out by straight knee, normal disc response, midline laminectomy scar, tenderness, palpation, normal gait, midline laminectomy. Assessment on work-related status post field thoracic spine surgery with thoracic facet arthralgia and lumbar thoracic radiculopathy. Patient is approved today for 2-level bilateral thoracic transfemoral epidural steroid injection therapy, period. This is number 2 of 3 approved through 2/27/2013, period. Recommendation, patient continues MS-Cont, MSIR, and adjuvant medications. Number 2 to return to clinic in 30 days. We have another set approved, number 3 of 3, if the patient is seen before 2/27/13, before 2/27/13. Turn to clinic in 1 month. Richard Furman, procedure note 1/22/13, indication, the patient PPOP authorized, pre-certified, has lifetime medicals, 2-level bilateral lumbar thoracic transfemoral epidural steroid injection therapy, denies any contraindications to same, period paragraph. This is number 2 of 3. Procedure, patient in prone position, still up and drape on the monofilament of fracture, low penetration, 3 and a half by 5 spine, he's got the T5, T6, and T6, T7 foramens on the left and right, respectively, 2 of 4 injection sites in bilateral transferamidal, negative theme, and bilateral transferamidal. Nicotine, negative oxidation, negative paresthesia. By the way, once you see upset methamphetamine, you have temporary lidocaine and 4.5 milligrams of beta methylene each day. Needle flush removed, patient tolerated well, monitored time 20 minutes, no signs of pneumothorax, recovered on events, we report excellent pain relief. Again, this is number 2 of 3. We have another set approved if the patient returns to clinic before 2/27/2013, all 2013. Thomas Duke, end of dictation, Richard Furman, 1/22/13.